Hi, my name is Jasmine, the supervisor for customer support. Can you please hold for me while I get the account pulled up to better assist you?
Yes, Jasmine.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Please continue to hold for me.
I am.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address on the account?
43 Academy Street, apartment 204, Bevington, Connecticut, 06489.
All right, thank you for that. So I've located your account here for the Derma Vanilla Cream and the Derma Vanilla Serum. According to the previous agent's notes, you don't recall purchasing the trial for $4.95 each to receive these two items?
No, I do not.
You don't recall ever receiving the items in the mail for samples?
I got something in the mail. I don't know what it was. I just wrote on it, return to sender. I have no idea what it was because I didn't order anything and I wasn't expecting anything.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is your email address PiscoClaire@gmail.com?
Yep.
And is your first and last name Claire Pisco?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for confirming that. Is your phone number? Can you verify the phone number for me?
860-770-2432.
Okay, thank you for that. That is the phone number that we have on file. Just one moment, let me take a look over these notes. Can you please hold for me? Can you please hold the line for me?
Yes.
Just one moment. I'm still here. Please continue to hold. All right. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I have looked over the notes on the account here. The account has been canceled as of the 19th. I assure you that your bank rep called previously on your behalf. May I ask that you dispute any of the charges with your bank rep?
Pardon?
I show you that your bank rep previously called on your behalf to have your account canceled. Have you disputed the charges with your financial institution?
Yes, I did. Yep, and I got letters back saying they were going to make me pay it. And the thing is, I had written, when I found this, I went to the bank, and at the time the bank teller found another one I didn't even know was done to me.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Can you please hold for me?
At the time, I was ordering bras.
Yes, ma'am.
So I have no idea how face cream and stuff came up because I buy the stuff in the grocery store. It works great and it's, you know, better than $200 stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment and let me confirm with my superior on something about your account. Please continue to hold for me.
Yep.
I'm still here, just one more moment.
Yeah.
I'm still here. I do appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold.
Okay. Finally working right.
I'm still here. I really do appreciate your patience. Just hold my moment, okay?
Okay, okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. So I consulted with my superior about your account. Since you've disputed the charges, you will need to call in with your bank rep on the line. I do understand that you stated that you received a letter in the mail. I'm explaining that you have to pay the charges. But we'll just need to confirm with your bank rep that the dispute has been dropped. Once the dispute has been dropped, or once they can confirm that dispute has been dropped, we can issue you back up to a 35% refund off both of the charges, which would be $43.72 twice.
What is the $42 for?
It'll be a 35% refund once you call in with your bank on the line and they just confirm that the dispute has been dropped. It'll be a 35% refund back.
It's only 35%.
So once you filed a dispute and your bank did a full investigation, they deemed that the charges were valid. So but let me see what more we can do for you in regards to a refund.
Well, I'm going to talk to the bank, too, because the bank found one of these problems. I didn't even find it. The bank found it when I went to talk to them about the other one. So...
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. But you'll need to call in with your financial institution on the line and or your bank that will need to confirm that the dispute is dropped on the charges. And we'll go ahead and meet you halfway on the charges and issue you back a 50% refund for both, which will be $62.47.
Why should I be penalized for something I did not do?
You may not recall ordering it, but it shows here that it was sent to your address.
Well,
for the
I was ordering bras on the same exact day, and that's all I know. I ordered bras that day, and I'm coming up with three different things of facial cream. There ain't that amount of facial cream in the world that's going to help my skin at this age.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but you'll still need to call in with your bank rep on the line.
Okay.
That
when I call, who should I ask for? Should I ask for you, anybody in customer service, or?
No, ma'am. So when you call in with your bank, the agent that becomes available can assist you with your account.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Desmond, I'll have to get over to my bank.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling Customize the Work, and have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.